Interview Delight with Pam Sidhu.
Sabres. Hi, Dolly.
Hi.
Hi, Dolly. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. Now, you're the winner of Mrs. India UK 2019.
Yes.
Oh, what a great achievement. And I have to say, I've been looking at your crown. It is sparkling away. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that brings me on to say that not only are you the winner of Mrs. India UK 2019, you're also Mrs. Glamorous.
Yes.
Certainly looking very glamorous. Mrs. Brand Ambassador and to top it off, Mrs. England Universe.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. So tell me about yourself. So you mentioned that you're originally from Gujarat in India, is that right?
Yes.
And whereabouts are you from over there?
Okay, I'm born in Baroda and brought up in Gandhidham, Kutch. So my most of my childhood I have spent in Kutch, Gandhidham. My education, when I was 10 years old, I moved to Gandhidham.
Right.
So I finished my education and I came to UK 12 years ago.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. So you've been here for 12 years.
Yes.
That's great. And how did your journey start in all of this in terms of modelling? I mean, you know, the achievements that you've achieved is just phenomenal. You know, you're the holder of four titles there. But when did you actually start modelling? Was it in India or was it here?
To be honest, you will be surprised. I have never done modelling.
Right.
Because I'm coming from a very conservative background. Mm. And so, you know, living in a joint family of 14 people,
yes,
where, you know, everybody decides what you have to do.
Right.
You don't have decisions in your hand.
So this was in India?
It is in India, mm. Yeah. I did get a lot of offers in India as well, that if I want to get into modeling, but I could not. Then I got married and I thought, you know, all of the modeling and pageants are just for miss, nothing is for misses.
So you were married over here?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And I came to know about this pageant, Mrs. India UK, in 2017.
Right.
And when I saw it is for Mrs., I could not believe my eyes. I asked my husband, is it real? And he's like, yes. But at that time, the competition was done. Mm. Then in 2018, I thought to apply for it. Mm. But I got pregnant with Arnav.
Right. So yeah, because you're a mom as well.
Yes.
A gorgeous little boy, I must say. I've just been seeing his cheeky little face there. He's absolutely beautiful. So how old is he?
He is 1 year old. He turned one on 8th of April.
Right.
Yes.
So you were pregnant at the time when you went for this?
Or? No. 2018, then I thought, you know what, maybe now I can't go because I'm a young mom. I'll be on my maternity. That's it. Mm. Life is done for me. Maybe a few years later I might be able to join it. Mm. But me and my husband decided to break the stereotype of being that young mom can't do anything.
Yes.
And 2000 the applications started opening for 2019. Mm. And my husband, my lovely husband Suraj, he applied for me.
Wow.
And I got the application by email saying that you have to fill it in. I was surprised because I was not expecting that.
Mm.
Initially, I was like, no, I don't think so. I'll be able to do it and all. But you know, where there is a will, there is a way.
Absolutely.
And I have always believed in myself because I have been supporting women since 2012.
Right.
And I have been doing a lot of charitable activities at the age of 16.
Mm.
So since I was in India.
Mm.
So I always had in myself that if you have to do something, you can do it. There is no excuses. So I just did it.
Yeah, and as they say, dreams can come true.
Yes.
So even though, you know, this started, this wish, this desire for modelling actually started when you were in India.
Yes.
Circumstances weren't allowing it.
Yes.
And now you're here, you've got a very supportive husband, and despite being a young mum, you've achieved this.
Yes.
So this is just wonderful. I mean, where to next? You know, what heights will you be hitting now?
Okay, so now I'm going to be going to Mrs. Universe. So that will be announced, I'm going in November or December.
Ooh.
But place, time and everything is yet to be announced.
Yes.
So we are just keeping our ears open and waiting for my director to get back to me.
Excellent, excellent. So Mrs. Universe.
Yes.
Wonderful. And so who knows where this journey will lead you, but it's great that, as you're saying, that you've become a bit a beacon for other women, a beacon to show that despite being married, despite being a missus, despite being a young mom, that all of this is achievable. And have you found it a bit difficult, you know, obviously having a young child? And because when you went into the pageant, he was just 6 months old, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so how did you manage that?
Okay, initially it was because, you know, we had to go over the weekends as well, and we had to stay for the training and the mentoring sessions over the weekend sometimes. And again, you know, when you have got a wonderful husband,
yes,
and he's saying to you that you just go, he got trained. So I got selected in first week of December.
Right.
And I started training my husband to look after my baby.
Aww.
Since then. So I taught him how to change nappy and how to put him go to sleep and everything.
Yeah.
And he learned. And because he was so up for it that, no, you know, Dolly, this is your dream from years and you have to fill it in.
Mm.
And you won't believe, I was only 5 years old when I started, like, I wanted to become a model or I wanted to go into pageants.
Yes.
But everybody used to laugh at me saying, she's so cute, because nobody takes you seriously at that time.
Yes.
But now everybody knows that how serious that was.
Uh-huh.
And yes, so my husband was keeping, and I only had 2 hours of sleep in 24 hours, to be honest, in the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Because once Arna was going back to sleep from 8 to 2, I used to work.
Yeah.
So I used to do my preparations. I used to even work from home.
Mm.
I even helped my husband in his business.
Mm.
So everything just... But again, you know, when you have a passion to do something,
yes,
and it is only a once in a lifetime opportunity. Once you, it's gone, it's gone. And
yeah,
I wanted to make most of it.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't care if I can't get enough sleep, but I'm going to make sure that I put my 100%. So once the competition is over,
yeah,
I don't regret.
Well, being a young mom, sleep can be limited anyway.
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking from experience here because I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. But they weren't very good at sleeping when they were little. So I know how strained it can be anyway. And then also to be going for a goal like this. But they do say that if you have a goal that's so big, something that excites you, something
yes,
that wakes you up, that when you get out of bed in the morning and your feet hit that floor, you're ready to go regardless of how much sleep you've had, because it's that motivating factor, isn't it, that you
yes,
know what, I'm going to do this. And as you're saying, your dream was from 5 years old,
yes,
to achieve this. And you know, I'm a big believer in having a goal, and when you have a goal, then you can achieve that goal.
Yes.
And you were a classic example of that. Despite you know, being married, being a mom, you are doing this, and you're holding that gorgeous crown.
Yes.
There, which is such an achievement. And so how's it going to work when you go for Mrs. Universe? Will you be taking your husband and your baby with you, or how do you think you're going to manage that one then?
Yes, definitely my husband and baby is coming with me, because they are the biggest support. If it wasn't for them, I would not have done this. I would not have achieved it. So they are going with me everywhere, as you have seen that they are with me now as well.
Yes.
So they are the part, they are more responsible. If you know, my victory, 70% of my victory goes to my husband and my child, because my child has been a biggest motivation.
Yes.
Being a mom, I always wanted to do something where my child grows up and says that, yes, she's my mom.
That's
my mom.
Mom
used to be a beauty queen,
yeah,
or, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to set a benchmark. So definitely they are going with me in Mrs. Universe as well.
Mm. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're using your platform to inspire other women.
Yes.
And also you've worked with women fleeing domestic violence. So how would you use your platform to help them?
Okay, I've already associated with many of the charities now. And I'm going bigger every day, in sense that... domestic violence is a kind of charity where you have to be very closed with it.
Mm.
You can't really go over Facebook. You can't say to people that I'm supporting so and so women.
Mm.
So for example, if I'm supporting a woman and if she crosses by me in the street, high street, I can't say hi to her.
Yes.
It is that
yes,
closed. So I'm associated with few of the organizations now where actually I'm going to deliver confidence building classes and makeup classes.
Wonderful.
So my classes, my first session is starting from next week.
Mm.
So they never introduced this to the women over there.
Mm.
So I actually approached them and I said that, you know, I have a I have come over a lot of hurdles in my life myself, and I have got so much to offer to women out there who can actually look upon me and get inspired from me. So do you want me to give confidence building classes to them? Because which is I'm giving already to a lot of women in a close groups in London as well. So when they heard about it, they thought that, oh, we have never done this, why don't you come and do it? So next week I'm doing that. I'm also, and they are going to make me a brand ambassador for their organization. Mm. So tomorrow I've got training for brand ambassador. And again, I'm associated with a charity called Mind.
Yes.
So I'm in a process of becoming their brand ambassador as well. So because if the mind is right, there won't be any violence. Yes. So you have to. So mind and domestic violence works hand in hand. Mm. So this is my next step. And I support children, women and elderly. Mm. I'm a counselor as well. Mm. So I provide voluntary counseling services to children, women and elderly in need. So not many people know this because I don't go really gaga over my charities, what I do.
Yeah.
But this is what I do in my spare time as well. So I'm supporting a lot of children and women at the moment by counseling them.
Mm. That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You really are an inspiration to many because not only are you a beauty queen, not only are you the holder of four different titles, but you're doing a lot of charitable work. You're a trained counsellor. You're also a HR professional as
yes.
well, aren't you? So there's a huge academic background there as well.
Yes.
But thank you very much, Dolly, for coming in and thank you for sharing your journey with us. And we do hope that you go and you win this title of Mrs. Universe.
Yes, bring the crown home.
Yes, we expect you to bring it here to Sudbrush Radio as well.
Definitely.
Come and speak to us again once you're
yes.
the holder of that title. But thank you so much for joining us. That is Dolly Ahuja. Now it's time to pop over to the messages.